It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Today, I want to talk to you about being prepared. It's been on my mind for quite a few weeks to do an episode about preparation, being prepared properly. I have a philosophy that my cousin shared with me at one point in my life, and it's the 7P principle. Proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Since I started following that philosophy, my life has changed dramatically. Being prepared is very important. Being overprepared can be a hindrance. Let me explain a little bit through a story. I remember sitting in the middle of my floor during Y2K with just a pile of things that we thought that we needed to prepare for Y2K. A lot of it was food. Y2K came and Y2K went. The one thing I can say is not much changed the day after Y2K. There was a lot of hype for months, even a few years before Y2K occurred. The system is going to crash because the programmers did not program for the eventual turnover of the internal clock in the computers. So there was a mass hype going on during this period in time. And yes, I was right in the middle of it. I spent a lot of time, money, and effort trying to prepare for what was to come after Y2K. It was very clear and evident after Y2K that this was a bunch of hype. And I was for certain that I was prepared. I was not prepared at all, really. I had a bunch of stuff. What would have happened if I could not have maintained those things during that time period? It would have been a waste of money and a waste of time and a big drain on my mental aspect of life. Since that time, I've changed a lot about how I prepare for things. And I think it's very important that you also think about being truly prepared for the inevitable, the things that you have no control over. I can tell you, most of the stuff that we purchased, we had no use for. And eventually, it just dwindled away into nothing. So, really, it was a lot of waste of money and time. This is not how we prepare. The only way to truly prepare is to educate yourself. Make sure you have the knowledge to take care of yourself. Do you know how to grow a garden? Do you know how to get clean water? Do you know how to stay warm? These are important factors of being prepared and ready for whatever. There's been a lot of hype similar to the Y2K coming up to the election. All of the turmoils in the world. This is not the time to be panic buying. purchasing things to stock and hoard for something that might or might not happen. You need to educate yourself. Take time and really study and get your hands dirty in the dirt. Learn how to plant a garden. You will never be able to just put a seed in the ground and put water on it and assume that's going to produce your food for you. Gardening is not easy, and it takes a lot of knowledge. Know how to take care of animals, such as chickens and rabbits, goats, even cows and horses. These things make you prepared and ready. Self-sustainability is the key to a happy life. So when we spend all of this unneeded energy into hoarding, this is not going to help you. When you are educated and you are faced with a tough situation, this is when it's easier to get through that situation. And your chance of survival through a bad situation is much, much better if you educate yourself about water purification. Can you cook a meal? Do you know how to forage for your food? What happens if all of your supermarket chains just close? This is when you need to know how to take care of business. And here in America, we've lost that. If it's not in a can or prepared for you, many people do not realize how to do it for themselves. So ask yourself, are you prepared? Are you willing to be prepared? Living a life of convenience is not necessarily the best life. Things should be shaken up once in a while to keep you on your toes. The best way to get through those times is to educate yourself. And that's why I'm always out there advocating education. I'm not advocating necessarily public schools. I'm not advocating the school system necessarily. I'm advocating for you to take control of yourself and educate yourself so you do not need to depend on others to survive. That's what this podcast episode is about today.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.